with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
It is underway, U.S. and England. Approaching the second minute, no score. Both teams kind of pushed a little bit. No shot on goal just yet. We'll keep you posted as what's going on. This hour, we're going to focus on the NBA. We're going to head out over to Philly and also head out over to Utah and kind of talk to a couple of individuals that cover the Jazz and Sixers. Tony Parks coming up next second. We're going to ask him about Derek Favors and also what Utah's been doing in free agency. John Marks covers the 76ers. We'll ask him. You just heard Ben Simmons getting a massive extension and deal there. Losing Jimmy Butler, but also that's the last place J.J. Redick played a little basketball. Going to start off, though, with a little Pelicans flavor. Your brand-new color analyst for Fox Sports New Orleans, Mr. Antonio Daniels, joining us here this afternoon on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Antonio, how are you, man?
I am blessed, Gus. How you doing, brother?
Doing fantastic, dude. I love the pinned tweet that you have on your Twitter account, at adaniels33, folks. Go give the follow and welcome him to your timelines. I love it. You're showing your four-month-old son and two? He's 4 months old in or 2 years old? But you're showing him how to do the pick and roll.
No, he's 4 months old, but 2 years old in basketball knowledge. So we watched a lot of basketball together. You know, and he's 1 year old now. He's 1 year old now, but that's my buddy, man. That's my buddy. Ultimate blessing.
I hear you, man. Mine's 2.5, and I feel the same way. And he's learning that all daddy does is watch sports on TV. But Antonio, what's interesting, the reason I bring it up is because I've talked so much about what this roster may be looking like here that you're going to be paying attention to over the next couple of months. And the pick and roll is something that I keep saying. So when I see you tweet that, when you look at this roster and some of the players are going to be coming this way, man, I think the Pels could pick and roll people to death.
Well, it's not, for me, it's not just the pick and roll. It's the style of play. You know, because, you know, Alvin Gentry, the one thing that you know you're going to get out of Alvin Gentry's team, these young men will run. Mm-hmm. They will run. This is going to be a up and down fast team. And now not only do you have a up and down team that can push the pace, you have guys whose skill set is just that. Lonzo Ball understands how to move the basketball, whether on the dribble or on the pass. Brandon Ingram, really good in transition. Drew Holiday, really good in transition. Zion Williamson will be a stud in transition. And then you have guys like J.J. Redick on the outside to knock shots down. I am really excited about the direction of this team. This is something special that's starting in New Orleans, and it started with David Griffin.
Antonio, I can hear the excitement in your voice. I think we're all excited here, too. What's it been like to look from afar, man, and just see, you know, from draft fest to the moves that happened? And you're right. I mean, we got a chance to speak to David Griffin on Wednesday here on the show, and you can't spend 5 minutes with him and not feel motivated, not feel like he wants to be creative, or more importantly, positive that things are going to work out.
Right. David Griffin is contagious. You know, his basketball knowledge is contagious. His reputation speaks for itself. His resume speaks for itself. You look at what he did in Cleveland with those Cavaliers teams. And then you bring in Trajan Langdon, whose reputation also speaks for itself, but a lot of people may not know. That Brooklyn Nets situation that you see right now would put him in a position to acquire Kyrie Irving and put them in a position to acquire Kevin Durant and DeAndre Jordan. That started with Sean Marks and Trajan Langdon there. So you have big-time basketball minds in place at the top. So you have, in a world of NBA where there's a lot of dysfunction within the front office, you have a stable, healthy, intelligent front office in place. You have Alvin Gentry, who has a set plan and a set style of play that he wants to play. Now your job is to put the pieces of the puzzle together that are conducive to the way that Alvin Gentry wants to play, and slowly but surely, watch this roster round into form.
Speak with Antonio Daniels, brand new color analyst for Fox Sports New Orleans. We'll be joining Joel Myers when you catch the games over on TV on Fox Sports New Orleans. At adaniels33, the way to follow on Twitter. Antonio, if you go back last year a little bit, because to get to here, you almost have to remember what happened last year in a lot of different areas. One in particular, Drew Holiday. What did you learn from him, man, when you did those post-game analysis and really see what he really helped do in that locker room to where this team was competitive after you know what in January?
I'm going to be honest with you. I learned nothing different from Drew because I played with Drew in Philadelphia.
Gotcha.
So I knew what Drew was capable of. And I'll say this. Even though I've worked for the Thunder the past 4 years, I will continue to say this about Drew Holiday until someone can prove me different. There is not a better backcourt defender in the league than Drew Holiday. You talk about two-way guys, and so often you hear the Kawhi Leonards, you hear the Paul Georges, you hear the Klay Thompson, and those guys are warranted for that title. But I tell you what, they have a killer one in Drew Holiday in New Orleans as well. You know, the thing about Drew that I love is he's really quiet. So leadership comes in different forms and different fashions. So Drew's not going to rah-rah you, you know, but he's going to go and he's going to lead by example. There are different forms of leadership. So you can lead by talking, you can lead by speaking, or you can lead by example. And Drew Holiday is that guy that is going to lead by example while also giving confidence to his teammates around him. It's great to see.
I got to imagine, too, you love the hustle and the fact that some of these guys did fight. And obviously, look, let's be honest. I mean, you're getting a chance to play in the NBA, and for a lot of those guys towards the end of last year, it was their chance to stick around and do that. We're going to see some of those guys in the summer league roster when you see guys like Christian Wood, Kenrick Williams and such, right?
Right. And the thing is, this is their livelihood. This is their passion. This is something that you love to do. And often, what you're not blessed with that they were blessed with last year was the opportunity. Was the opportunity to go out and audition for everyone within this league. You know, Kenrick Williams, I think he showed a lot last year. You know, he showed a lot as far as, you know, what he can do. He made some big plays and big games down the stretch. And not just offensively, taking charges, doing a lot of the dirty work, sort of a glue guy, so to speak. So it's a great opportunity, especially when you talk about the summer league. When you talk about the summer league, you know, just to go out and audition, to get more experience, to get more kind of comfortable with what NBA life entails.
Speak with Antonio Daniels at adaniels33, the way to follow over on Twitter. Be with Joel Myers this season over on Fox Sports New Orleans, calling games for the Pels. We're going to get your take on Zion and what do you think he can bring to the NBA, but a lot of the different places that are going to be around him here. In free agents, let's start with J.J. Redick and give me a little bit on Derek Favors.
Coming into this year, there are a few areas that the Pelicans, in the offseason, the Pelicans wanted to address in the offseason. One of them was shooting, and the other one was veteran leadership, a locker room presence. And they accomplished that big time. You can almost say they accomplished that with J.J. Redick alone. J.J. Redick has made the playoffs 13 straight years. He has not missed the playoffs. And the one thing about both J.J. Redick and Derek Favors that you will find, that will follow them from locker room to locker room, wherever it is they play, is they are good locker room guys. And in today's NBA, you don't want to be too young and you don't want to be too old because you can't win either way. What you want is a mixture, a balance of youth and athleticism with smarts and experience. And that's what you get with J.J. Redick. That's what you get with Derek Favors. That's what you get with Drew Holiday. And you need those guys to balance out the Zion Williamson, the Jackson Hayes, the Lonzo Balls, the Brandon Ingles, and the Josh Harts. That's what a good team is all about. That's how you check off the boxes moving forward.
You know, also, obviously, with some of those players that are coming in eventually here, it'll be official on July 6th. With a trio of players, but what kind of player have you seen? And obviously, look, whether it's injury, whether it's whatever circus that is, when you play in a big city in bright lights, for guys like Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, they're high draft picks for a reason. So there's something in their game that people thought that was good. So when you look at it as an analyst, what does Lonzo Ball, because it seems like a lot of people feel like in this offense, his type of game will translate his defensive pressure and also the ability to assist.
Okay, now here's my thing. You can go back 2 years ago or 3 years ago when Lonzo was drafted, and I was on record numerous times saying Lonzo Ball was my favorite player in the draft then. I'm not talking about Markelle Fultz. I'm not talking about Jason Tatum. You know, no, Lonzo Ball was my favorite player coming out of UCLA. But so often as a rookie, the trajectory or decline in your career is about where you get drafted. Are you able to do the things that got you chosen number two? Or are you going to a situation where now you don't get an opportunity to do what you're best at? So now if you go back and you look at Lonzo Ball, And I'm extremely excited about Zion. I am. I will tell you that. But I am just as excited about Lonzo Ball because this situation gives Lonzo Ball the opportunity to be who he was at UCLA, not who he was in L.A., because when he got to L.A., he basically became sort of a spot-up shooter. That's not what he's best at. He's best at facilitating, defending, rebounding, and making his teammates around him better. Mm-hmm. So this situation, I think, is an ideal situation for Lonzo Ball and also the New Orleans Pelicans. This type of offense, this style of play, where he gets an opportunity to play fast, to push the ball up with the pass or off the dribble. Like I said, I'm excited about Zion. But Lonzo Ball's skill set and the opportunity that he has before him in this New Orleans Pelicans offense, the potential is off the charts.
Brandon Ingram really showed up towards the end of last season too, right? I mean, is it just not as much pressure, having the ball more, spacing? I mean, it's hard to play with LeBron.
There you go. Right. And that's not a slight of LeBron.
No.
You know, if you go back and look at LeBron James and the teams that he was successful with, they surrounded him with shooters, with guys that don't need the basketball. Catch and finish guys or catch and shoot guys. Go back to Miami, where he had Mike Miller and James Jones and Shane Battier and Chris Bosh actually became a spot-up shooter. You know, and then you go to Cleveland and you bring in J.R. Smith and you bring in Kyle Korver. Kevin Love became a spot-up shooter. So basically, what it comes down to, if you're a spot-up shooter or a guy that doesn't need the basketball, of course you would want to go play with LeBron. But now, if you're a guy that needs the ball to be who you are, a high usage rate, you go back to college, that's what gets these guys drafted high. There's a reason Brandon Ingram was chosen that high. There's a reason Lonzo Ball was drafted that high, because their usage rate in college was very high. They had the ball in their hands a lot. And now you come into a situation where now the ball's taken out of your hand. Now you have to figure out a different way to play. And it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment for young guys. You know, it's an adjustment for all guys, let alone, you know, somebody who was drafted that high and you have that sort of target on your back to be the next face of the Los Angeles Lakers. This is going to be a great situation for both those guys, because now they can be comfortable in their skin and go back to who they were and do what got them drafted where they were drafted.
I love Josh Hart calling them the Beignet boys too. He's buying in, and it just gives you that idea of it's just a new place, fresh start. Antonio, I got to get your thoughts finally as we wrap up here. Zion, dude, it was must-watch basketball here when we would wrap up the show. It's, hey, by the way, Duke's playing tonight. You know, we'd give the time,
right,
the channel,
right,
who they're playing, the works. I can't wait. I'm antsy. I can't, Daniel and Jim are going to call the Summer League game. I'm like, I'm jealous. I cannot wait just to see what happens. But I love the situation he's in, not only with the players you are talking about, Griffin. I mean, he won a championship in Cleveland with LeBron. He knows how to handle all this. I think he can just come in and be himself, which is what I think is perfect. Go do what you do. Let everybody else do what they do. And just go out there and wow us.
You know, here's the thing. Zion is 18, and he turns 19 in a couple days. The one thing that people can't forget is Zion is a year removed from prom.
Right.
Think about that. He's a year removed from prom. So it's a lot of responsibility on a young player to come in and take on this. And I agree with you. And I think David Griffin has done a fantastic job at alleviating some of that pressure on him. Because no matter what, as a rookie, you're going to have your ups and downs. And there's an amount of pressure that comes with being the number one overall pick in the draft. But I tell you what, there are a few players that you go back and you look at in history. And again, I'm not putting this pressure on Zion by any stretch of the imagination. And you've never seen anything or anyone like them. I remember when LeBron came out. I had never seen anyone like LeBron. 6'8", 6'9", 250, can handle it, a high basketball IQ, and basically can play the point guard position at that size, and is that explosive. Never seen anything like it. You will be hard-pressed to find someone like Zion. I'm talking about all the characteristics and little things about him that you put together. Give me someone in history, because you can give me someone that has his body type, but they don't have his explosiveness. You can give me someone that has his explosiveness, but they don't have his body type. You can give me someone that has his body type, but doesn't have his foot quickness, his ability to get off the ground like that. You know, and Zion is special. He is special, and it is a blessing to actually, it will be a blessing to sit courtside with Joe Myers and make these calls. The opportunity to watch a young man that is a year removed from prom grow up in a situation like this in such a fantastic city.
Antonio, an absolute pleasure to have you this afternoon, dude. I love all your work that you did on Fox Sports New Orleans, and obviously covering the Thunder and stuff and watching you play, and just, I can't wait. You and Joel Myers, name me a better play-by-play and color guy in the NBA, my friend. I can't wait to talk to you throughout the season, and it starts with Summer League this weekend, but thanks for giving us a little of your time this afternoon, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, the pleasure was all mine. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. At adaniels33 is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Again, he'll be with Joel Myers this basketball season. And, of course, right here on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. We'll go around the country now to go check out what's going on with some of the other teams. And, more importantly, places where new Pelicans played. Tony Parks is up next. Covers the Jazz. He's the sideline reporter for the Jazz. We'll talk to him next on ESPN New Orleans.